The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Death of a prince.
But will Meghan and Harry attend the funeral?
It's going to be an awkward moment, to say the least.
Plus, the missing mom investigation just revealed. Are those gunshots coming from her house the night she disappeared? And massage therapists who say their clients went way too far.
It is so shocking.
64% of female massage therapists say they've been the victims of unwanted advances by clients.
The worst part of it was the shame I carried for over a decade.
Plus, how a 13-year-old kid saved the life of another boy from 800 miles away.
God, please.
And long-lost precious memories. How they were found 4 years later.
Small world.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi in today for Deborah. Will they go? That's the question everyone is asking about Meghan and Harry in the wake of the death of Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip. If they do return to England, things could be very awkward since the couple recently made shocking racism claims against the royal family.
Yeah. Will they or won't they? Will Meghan and Harry attend Prince Philip's funeral? The announcement of Philip's death, just 2 months shy of his 100th birthday, sent shockwaves on both sides of the Atlantic today.
We have breaking news from Buckingham Palace.
Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died at the age of 99.
We spoke to CBS News senior foreign correspondent Charlie Daggett from outside Buckingham Palace today, where a notice announcing Philip's death was attached to the gate. Well-wishers are leaving bouquets of flowers along the railings.
Prince Philip had gone to the hospital. He'd been there for about a month. He was released on March 16th. There was a hope anyway that he was recovering from what we were told was a successful heart operation. Nobody was expecting this announcement, and certainly there was no sort of warning.
Philip is best known to Americans from his portrayal as the dashing young prince in The Crown.
Sheer perfection.
He was very much a part of Meghan and Harry's fairy tale before Meghan soured on royal life and moved back to the USA and that now famous Oprah interview.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
There are reports that he was enraged after the interview and the fallout from the interview with Oprah Winfrey.
Today, Meghan and Harry posted this brief tribute on their official website. In loving memory, thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed. So will Meghan and Harry attend the funeral? Charlie Langston is an editor at the Daily Mail.
One person told us early this morning that Harry was going to do his utmost to get back to the UK as soon as possible. He is planning to fly home via private jet. Harry will get tested before he leaves. He will then get tested when he arrives. But provided those tests are negative, he will be able to see his family pretty much immediately. With regard to Meghan, we do believe that she will not travel simply because she is pregnant. Her baby is due sometime in the summer, which means she's pretty far along in her pregnancy. And to travel at such a late stage, particularly amid the ongoing pandemic, would put her and her baby at unnecessary risk.
Prince Philip will be buried next Saturday at the end of the traditional 8 days of mourning for the Queen. She's a California mom who went missing without a trace almost 3 months ago. Her family is frustrated there hasn't been a break in the case. But now comes a major revelation. The release of audio from a security camera that sounds a lot like gunshots. Jim Murray reports.
It's a jarring moment just released from the night a mom disappeared. You can hear six loud bangs that sound like gunshots. The terrifying audio was captured on a neighbor's surveillance camera at 10 p.m. Missing mom Maya Miliete's neighbor provided the recording to KFMB-TV in San Diego.
This is the home where Maya lives with her husband and their three children. She was last seen here on January 7th. Her husband Larry is reportedly not cooperating with authorities, and her family says he's not talking to them either. Maya's sister says she shared an ominous premonition that something might happen to her and who would be responsible.
She did said she, you know, if anything happens to her, it might be her husband.
Authorities have not named any suspects. Maya and Larry were high school sweethearts and had been married for 21 years, but she was reportedly ready to end the marriage and had scheduled an appointment with a divorce attorney the same day she disappeared.
She said that she's filing for the divorce. And then that she said it's going to be a nasty divorce.
Hit the clock, 6 a.m.
In the months leading up to Maya's disappearance, her family said Larry had been sending them bizarre text messages, including a photo surrounded by four candles and what appears to be drops of blood. What do you think happened to Maya?
He hurt her. That's what I think.
Is there any part of you that thinks Maya would simply run away?
No. She's not going to do that to her three kids.
A reporter caught up with Larry Miliete's father while he was taking his grandchildren to the park.
The family of Maya is looking for a dead body. We're still waiting.
There was no answer at the door when I tried to speak to Miliete. He sent Inside Edition this text message. We appreciate you spreading awareness of my wife's disappearance. I prefer not to comment at this time.
Adding to the mystery, Maya's car was still at the home when she went missing, but her phone was nowhere to be found. These three massage therapists are speaking out about a little-known occupational hazard. They all say clients treated them inappropriately while being worked on. It's an issue now in the spotlight as star NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson faces sexual harassment allegations from 22 different massage therapists. Stephen Fabian reports.
These women say the level of abuse massage therapists face is out of control.
I literally ran out of the room.
Professional massage therapist Perrin Schilling says it never stops.
I have had men completely take off their sheets during the massage and asked for sexually gratifying acts to be done. You're always thinking, am I the closest person to the door? Am I able to get out quickly?
Jessica Kern says one experience with a client was so sexually inappropriate it took her 10 years to recover.
We expect that we're going to be able to help people, and we never expect somebody to come in and be inappropriate or making an unwanted sexual advance. So it is so shocking.
The statistics are startling. According to one recent survey, 64% of female massage therapists say they've been the victims of unwanted advances by clients.
Both women are speaking out in the wake of allegations against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Watson on the move.
22 massage therapists have come forward to say he acted inappropriately with them, including groping and other acts of touching. Ashley Solis is the first woman to bring a lawsuit against Watson.
We were all deceived into thinking Deshaun Watson was a good guy. And unfortunately, we know that good guys can do terrible things.
Watson denies the allegations. His lawyer, Rusty Hardin, spoke out today.
Never at any time, under any circumstances, just as Letitia said, did this young man ever engage in anything that was not mutually desired by the other party. What we witness here is a new model for extortion.
Why do you think this happens?
It's a joke in pop culture. The line is blurred frequently between massage therapy and sex work. It can be really hard.
One of the massage therapists suing Deshaun Watson says she was so traumatized she can no longer work on patients without her hands shaking. The investigation continues to determine what led a former NFL player to shoot five people dead, including a respected doctor, his wife, and two grandchildren. One theory is that the suspect, who took his own life, was a patient of the doctor and snapped when he stopped writing his prescriptions.
We're learning more about a possible motive in the horrific slaying of a prominent doctor, his wife, and two grandkids. A South Carolina congressman says Dr. Robert Leslie was treating his killer, former NFL star Philip Adams.
My understanding, he was treating him and had, from my understanding, stopped giving him medicine, and that's what triggered the killings, from what I understand.
Dr. Leslie, his wife Barbara, 5-year-old Noah, and 9-year-old Ada were slain at their house. An air conditioner repairman was also killed and a co-worker critically injured. Adams killed himself at the home where he lived with his parents about a half mile away.
Intercepted by Philip Adams.
Philip Adams' NFL glory days were behind him. I spoke to his former agent, Scott Casterline. What do you think happened here?
Philip Adams, we knew, he'd be the last person you'd think would do that. He did have a couple of concussions in Oakland, back-to-back, and that's certainly a possibility.
The coroner's office said they are going to test Philip Adams' brain for the effects of the concussions during the autopsy. It will take months for those results to come in. The second week has wrapped up in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. Today, Chauvin, whose wife filed for divorce just days after he was charged, arrived at court with a mystery woman. Amber Cogliano has more.
The ex-cop on trial for murdering George Floyd came to court with a mystery woman at his side today, showing support. She sat a few feet from Derek Chauvin in court. Cameras were not allowed to show her. CBS national correspondent Jamie Yukis.
There's one broadcast reporter and one print reporter inside the courtroom. They have not been able to figure it out yet as to who this person is. So it is a mystery as to who showed up today. The only thing we know is that it's a woman and that a deputy is sitting between the chair for Derek Chauvin's family member and the Floyd family member.
Chauvin's wife, Kelly May, divorced him just days after Floyd's death last May. George Floyd's death certificate was shown to the jury for the first time, and it lists the cause of death as cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement restraint and neck compression. But it also says contributing conditions were heart disease, fentanyl intoxication, and recent methamphetamine use. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Andrew Baker testified the actions of the police officers caused George Floyd's death.
The law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
But under questioning by the defense, he admitted the police encounter was not the only cause.
In your opinion, both the heart disease as well as the drugs that were in his system played a role in Mr. Floyd's death?
In my opinion, yes.
The three other officers who were with Chauvin when George Floyd died are expected to go on trial together in August. Now, terrifying video of a 12-year-old boy wiping out on an ATV. Luckily, he was live streaming his ride on TikTok, and another boy 800 miles away was watching and called for help just in time.
A 12-year-old kid is having a great time live streaming his ride on an ATV. Suddenly, things go bad. Trent Jarrett lost control and found himself pinned beneath the vehicle.
It rolled and went on its side and onto my back to where I could hardly breathe.
He was all alone and injured deep in the woods in West Virginia.
There was no possible way I could lift it off me. I had all of my body parts pinned down on the ground.
800 miles away in the state of New Hampshire, 13-year-old Caden Coitner was watching the accident unfold live on his phone via the popular app TikTok.
I didn't realize something was wrong until he actually started saying that he can't move and he can't breathe hardly.
He didn't know what to do until he heard the stricken kid plea for help by yelling out his grandparents' phone number.
304-925. Oh my God, somebody call my number. Somebody call it right now. 304-925. God, please save me.
He said, somebody please call this number. And it was his grandparents' house phone number. So that's when I realized that there's actually like something wrong.
Caden informed his parents, and they in turn called the phone number. Trent's dad rushed to the scene and came to his son's rescue. Trent suffered some cuts and bruises, but he also made a new buddy, even if he is 800 miles away.
I'm very thankful for him and his family and his smart thinking. And yes, we are good friends now.
He is so lucky. Since 1982, more than 3,300 children under the age of 16 have died in ATV accidents. We'll be right back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Next, long-lost precious memories, how they were found 4 years later.
Small world, dead.
He did what? He sawed off the family porch and replaced it with a roller coaster. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
What's it really like to be dating a guy from Seeking Arrangement?
It's a sugar daddy dating site.
Next, Inside Edition. It's one of the dating services embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz allegedly used. She says she used it all the time.
The most I've been offered at a time was $10,000.
Then, the return of the talk after all that drama. Watch the next Inside Edition.
Earlier this week, we told you about the nurse trapped in Mexico after testing positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. Diane Schmidt had gone with her teenage daughter but ended up isolated in her room for almost an extra week. Well, we're happy to report after testing negative, she was allowed to return home to Minnesota. She filmed this video on the plane for us as she landed. There's no place like home. And 4 years ago, this couple went on vacation and filmed their fun times on a GoPro camera. But on that trip, the camera went missing, and they fear these treasured memories were lost forever. Now some good news.
There are precious memories of happier times, precious moments now long gone, years before anyone heard of COVID-19. They were found in this GoPro camera by Rio Villa and her boyfriend Willie Zell during a hike outside San Diego, floating in the water, covered in muck.
We pulled it out, opened it up, and the camera was in perfect condition.
When they got home to see what was on the camera, they discovered something out of a movie, a love story of a young, happy couple in love on vacation.
I didn't think that the footage was going to be as good as it was because they're just so cute together.
Amazingly, the footage and the camera survived being submerged in water. But for how long and who were they? No one could say. Rio and Will were determined to locate them.
I had faith that, you know, we could find this couple.
And they did. They posted the video on TikTok. And with the power of social media, the mystery was solved in just one day. And here they are, Priscilla Bernal and Alejandro Lopez, who live in San Francisco.
We couldn't believe it. It was like, we were like in shock.
I never expected to see the videos again.
Priscilla and Alejandro lost the GoPro camera 4 years ago when the camera flew out of his hand going down a natural water slide. He wasn't wearing the safety strap. Now Inside Edition is arranging for one gigantic thank you.
What a small world. It's crazy, man. I feel like we know you guys.
First of all, we're so thankful that you post the video, that you want to give us our GoPro back, because we're going to get our memories back.
What is it like for you guys to finally see each other face to face?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, if that video looked like true love back in 2017, it was. Priscilla and Alejandro are now married.
Oh, congratulations. The couples plan on getting together this weekend to return the GoPro. Back with more after this.
Still to come. He did what? He sawed off the family porch and replaced it with a roller coaster.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
He's a teen who built his own homemade roller coaster, but his mom can't wait for it to come down.
No three, amusement park, two, no one. Problem. 19-year-old Ben Tolliday of Atlanta built a roller coaster in his backyard, complete with a 10-foot drop right off his parents' balcony.
I was trying to think of things to do, and with the pandemic, I have so much time on my hands that I just decided to build a backyard roller coaster, kind of a spur-of-the-moment decision.
That's 20 feet done. Got about 80 more to go.
Ben documented the three-week project every step of the way, but like all great experiments, it wasn't always smooth riding. Then, success. But how do his parents feel? After all, Ben had to saw off a big chunk of their balcony to create that big dip. And mom has another complaint. The coaster goes right through her garden.
It's kind of taken over most of the backyard, really.
Still, she couldn't resist taking a ride.
We think mom kind of had fun there. And when we come back, a very exciting phone call. Finally, screams of joy.
This fertility doctor is calling a patient with some very exciting news.
Are you there, Carly?
Yeah, I'm here, doctor.
One, two, three.
You're pregnant! Congratulations!
Congratulations, indeed.
The doctor's been making those calls for 40 years and says it never gets old. And that's Inside Edition. See you next time.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.